Blog Talk Radio.
Lincoln 103, 5 Lincoln 102, Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 parking circuit, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911 on the Tibbet 400 lower level near Carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin Avenue Road.
484 suspect, female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue G, no further.
Control, high frame, 401 is a route.
Well, good evening, and welcome to another great edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. And as you know, if you're a weekly listener, we are live and in person tonight. So good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you might be. We're glad that you have joined us for another live edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network, and we sure are glad that you have joined us on this Sunday evening, June the 5th, 2011. It's 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time where I am. I know we've got listeners out there across the world who are listening right now, eating breakfast. Some are enjoying lunch, and still others have just gotten out of bed ready for Monday morning. Whew! I'll tell you what, when you're an international company of any type and you're doing business across these time zones, it can become quite confusing at times. Well, thanks for joining us. My name is Rick McCann. I am the founder, CEO, president, head honcho, and the big cheese of Private Officer International, a security and police association based in Atlanta, Georgia, for the time being, as well as Public Safety Training Institute and Armor University, a brand new university that we have recently got our hands on and purchased, and we're currently doing some construction on it, working some curriculum and other items, and we'll be telling you more about that in the upcoming weeks. But we've got a lot going on, and we are glad that you are here. We've had a busy week. A busy year. Can you believe it's June? Can you believe it's June? Oh my gosh, I can't believe we are in the midst of summer. We had no spring. Spring lasted all of 2 weeks. And it reminds me of places like Alaska, who has maybe 3 or 4 weeks of summer and the rest is fall and winter. But where does time go? I don't know. I really don't, but we've had a busy week, a busy month already, 5 days into June. We hope that you've enjoyed your Memorial Day weekend last weekend. Hope that you had some time to spend with the family, that you've had a chance to barbecue and lay out in the sun and enjoy the beautiful weather that we've been having for the last past couple of weeks. I hope that you had a little R&R. And that you're recuperated and ready to go back to the old grind. Well, it was a beautiful day here in the South, and to prove that, we are in the midst of a horrific, I guess for lack of a better word, terrible thunderstorm. Bad weather moving in right now. We just got an alert a few moments ago that Houston, Texas, was hit by a tornado a short time ago. 50,000 people currently out of power. Tornadoes have hit in Arkansas and now moving into Mississippi and Georgia. We also have tornado warnings and severe weather currently in the Carolinas. According to this recent alert that came in at 7:21 p.m. Eastern, approximately 240,000 people currently without power in the South. And that's the time of year that we're in, folks. Love the weather, love the sun, love the beach, love the blue skies and the summertime. But unfortunately, along with that comes this terrible, horrific weather, the movements across from west to east most of the time bring a lot of tumultuous storms our way. If you live in the south, southeast, you know exactly what I am talking about. So, as we have told you in times past when we are broadcasting live, which is evident in the storms, I just want to give you the heads up. There may be a possibility that we'll be kicked off the air, which has happened in the past. And if that should happen, we will again adjourn and reappear a short time later as soon as the storms pass. Nonetheless, we always have accomplished our goal of completing our radio programs, and hence, tonight, we are actually celebrating another milestone for Private Officer International. We are celebrating tonight 100 live shows on this platform, on this internet radio. So, another accomplishment for us. 100 live shows. We've actually done around 300 shows in our other formats before we moved over to this format. So combined, we've done about 300 shows. But on this internet program, we have now accomplished a milestone of 100, and we will be heading onward for the 200, 300, and 500 mark. So that's a pretty good accomplishment. Pretty good, I would say. And I want to thank everyone for being a listener, as we also want to thank those who have helped us to put the shows together. A couple of people behind the scenes. Want to thank Mike and Kyle, who faithfully assist me in the programming and production of the show. And let's go ahead and give them a round of applause, too. Why not? Sure, give it to them. A lot of people do not realize the effort and the time that it takes to put a production, a radio show or a talk show or a TV show together. It takes a lot of time in research, a lot of time in compiling of information, and it takes all hands on deck sometimes, depending on what the topic or the training of the week is going to be. So thanks, everyone, for listening, and thanks to my background people. Some people have background dancers. I have background hands. Thank you very much. We got a lot to talk about tonight. Want to remind you about Alabama and the terrible conditions they're still facing because of the tornadoes that hit them a few weeks ago, and recently was there myself and seeing the horrificness still. A lot of people without homes, without belongings, living as they did at Katrina. I've been through these situations, and unfortunately, it's just a very sad sight to see, and just breaks your heart. And so we want to ask you to remember them in your thoughts and prayers. It's going to be a long road home for them. If you have a little extra jingle in your pocket, we encourage you to donate to the American Red Cross, to Salvation Army, or Samaritan's Purse, which are boots on the ground still in the tornado damaged areas. And as it looks tonight, We are facing more tornadoes. As I said, one has struck Houston and parts of Arkansas. And you may or may not be aware of this fact, but here at Private Officer International and at our offices in Atlanta and Charlotte, North Carolina, we monitor the weather 24/7, 365, every day around the clock. We have folks who are monitoring the weather nationwide, sending out alerts and broadcasts. We also have a disaster team that's activated whenever storms move in, such as what happened in Alabama a few weeks ago. And we are ready, even at this moment, to respond where need be. We provide whatever assistance we can, including our chaplain services, and assisting with the feeding or doing whatever that we can do. Many times in major disasters, private security is not called in at that point in time, but private security is called in days later to provide security for businesses and private entities. But we are always ready to go, whenever the call comes in, and we will be ready to go if tornadoes hit our areas tonight or tomorrow. So if you're interested in being part of the DAT team, the disaster response team, send an email to admin@privateofficer.com. Well, this past week I had a pretty exciting and interesting class seminar that I went to. I was at the Rappahannock Police Academy in Fredericksburg, Virginia. At the Rappahannock Police Academy there with about 70 police officers and law enforcement personnel. We took a special class in certification of Alzheimer's disease response, recognition, and search and rescue. And we're going to be passing this information on to you in the upcoming week or two. We will have a special class. Alzheimer's has become the number four killer of Americans as more and more baby boomers like myself get to that age, and it is affecting people as young as in their 40s and even in their teens. Dementia is also a type of disease, similar but not exact, and we'll be talking about that. So that when you come across folks who have this disease, people who appear to be lost, or folks that look at you in the eye but don't answer you, you'll understand and you'll recognize what the probability, what the possibility of the issue really is. So we'll be passing this information on to you and give you a chance to also complete the course and have a certificate issued to you as well. We'll be talking to you more about that. But we had a great time at the Police Academy, and I just completed a number of other certification courses with the Police Academies in several locations to reinstate my certification in law enforcement, and I'm planning on doing that, and I should be complete with that in the upcoming month or so, 2 months maybe. So I'm very busy, and I've got a lot going on, and we're very busy here at Private Officer International, and we've got a lot going on. And you know, it just seems to be the more that you try to slow down, the more that you try to relax, the more you always find something to do, or someone wants you, someone needs you. Hey, it's great to be needed. I want to also remind you that a couple of weeks ago we kicked off our mentoring program. We have a program that we put together to assist those professional security folks who want to seek a management position or who are looking to start their own security company. A couple of weeks ago we kicked off the program with a very inspiring and well-received inspirational hour called Get In Where You Fit In. We had a lot of great comments about that. We have several other courses, new courses, that we are ready to give. We'll also be having a phone conference and other things coming up. So if you are interested in the mentoring program, send an email to adminassist@privateofficer.com. If you ever want to contact someone at POI and you don't know exactly who it is that takes care of a specific thing, just send a general email and it will definitely be passed on to the right person and they will get in touch with you ASAP. As always, I also need to mention right now that if you are listening to us live and in person from wherever you might be, and you want to comment, you want to send us an email while we're on the air, feel free to send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. Radio@privateofficer.com. And that also includes, if you are listening later on, you know, in the evening, tomorrow, next week, next month, you come across the program a year from now, whatever the case might be, if you want to send a email to us, radio@privateofficer.com, I read my own emails, and I always respond personally. Unlike many who have secretaries and personal assistants, I don't exactly have that. I do have some assistants, but I like to answer my own email. So feel free to send me an email while we're on the show or sometimes later when you're listening to the program. You can send us information about promotions, training in your neck of the woods, send us questions about the program or anything that you would like. You can also follow us. And people always ask me, why do you keep telling us to follow you? We hear this week after week, time after time. Give us a break. Well, we have a lot of new listeners. We have a lot of new listeners, and they're from all across the country and all around the world. So unfortunately, although I may sound like a broken record, we do have to remind you that if you'd like to follow us on the internet, we are everywhere you want to be. Our main home webpage is www.privateofficer.com. If you're a Facebook junkie, you can join us at Facebook.com/privateofficer.com, Twitter.com/privateofficer. You can join our own forums. We have about 610 members, hundreds of videos, 1,300 threads active right now. We've got tons of photos, people from around the world. In fact, someone just joined the other day from Malaysia and from some other country. We've got people there from all walks of life, all categories of security, and you'll enjoy it. Now, if you didn't have time to write all of that information down and you want to follow our news blogs, you want to join us on Facebook, you want to be on the forums, all that you've got to do, friends, is go to www.privateofficer.com, and it will link you right there to any link that you want. Join us if you want to be involved in an active forum. And when I say forum, it's a lot more than those forum boards that you see on the internet. This is a live forum that you can talk to others. You can communicate, network, see videos. This is one of our main sources of communications along with our blogs and email blasts. So you are invited to join our forums. www.privateofficer.com. Link us today. Hit us up. Join. Network. Be there or be square, as they say. Well, we got a lot to talk to you about. We really do. We've got a lot going on. Tonight, we're going to be training part one, Seasons of Crime. I bet you didn't know that crimes had their own season. Well, they do. Just like a lot of things in this world, some things happen more at certain times of the year than at other times. Just like, Christmas, you only get Christmas presents at Christmas. Well, crimes have their time of year as well. And if you did not know it, you do tonight, because we're going to be talking in part one about seasons of crime. And you can join us tomorrow night right here at the wrap-up of part two. We will have a special radio program tomorrow, 7:30 p.m., right here. Same time, same place, same station, tomorrow night, Monday, June the 6th, 7:30, and join us for part two of Seasons of Crime. Very interesting, huh? Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. The Private Officer Talk Radio Network for this Sunday, June the 5th. We've been talking a lot today with our instructors about the Certified Asset Protection Professional midterm exams. We have several groups of students that are taking the Certified Asset Protection Professional, CAPP 1 and 2 classes. And actually, a lot of folks are finding out that it's not quite as easy as they expected. It's nothing like those online 15 minutes and you get a certificate. It's not a module. A lot of folks get it confused. They think that it's similar to what we are currently offering with our free private officer, private security training initiative that you go through a one-course module, take a five-question exam, and get a certificate. But it's not like that at all. In fact, CAP, Certified Asset Protection Professional 1 and 2, is a college-level, college-based course written by myself and another instructor with a major background in security and law enforcement, and it is the same course that is taught at several universities and several security schools and several companies, including Shell. Shell Oil uses this to teach their security personnel. So it is a high-quality college-level course. And I can tell you that if you are a ASIS member or a CPP, Certified Protection Professional through ASIS, you had it made, because this one would be much tougher for you. It really would. The other thing that you should consider if you are interested in taking the CAPP 1 or 2 or the instructor's exam and course or any other certifications, these are college-level courses, and they will soon be accepted for some level of credit when you enroll in the Armor University courses. So, of course, with a horse that is not. Of course, they have to be somewhat more in-depth, more stricter than just a normal 15 or 20-minute module. So we hope that those of you who are listening who are involved in one of those groups taking the current course, you are enjoying it and understand that this is for your benefit. We're thanking you because you – no. We want you to learn. We want it to be something that you're going to be able to remember and use in your career. for the rest of your life. So we've had a lot of great comments, and we're glad that people are enjoying the course. And the midterm exams were just issued, and they were tough. They were tough. So you'll know now, the finals. Be prepared. The finals will be just as tough, if not a little bit tougher. But we have used this course nationwide and across the world. We've had a number of companies and several countries use this and really excelled and really enjoyed the level of training. So we're glad that this is getting out there and folks are taking advantage of it. Now, speaking of training and college-level courses and CAPP, right now, for the month of June, we are offering scholarships to our POI members. And unfortunately, we cannot afford to give away thousands and thousands of dollars to everyone around the world. We wish we could, but we can't. But if you are a POI, a Private Officer International member in good standing, we are giving away partial scholarships. Send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. There is a short application, and a partial scholarship will be issued. Now, for everyone else interested in participating in a certification course, we are offering payment plans. So beginning yesterday, I believe, or Friday, payment plans are available to everyone who signs up for a certification course. All right, as usual, I am running out of time. I do want to hit on a couple of high notes before I go into my training, because I think it's very important to discuss a recent study that was released and publicized, and we took a lot of flack for it. But in a six-year study, we have come up with the most dangerous metro areas, cities, and states for private security based on the number of assaults and deaths. And just very quickly to run down some of these, most of you have already seen the press release that was issued last week, but for those of you who have not, here in the U.S. are your top 10 most dangerous areas based on security officer death. New York City, this is for 6 years, had 15 security officer deaths. Miami, Florida, 14. That's a lot. L.A., California, 11. Houston, Texas, 11. Atlanta, Georgia, 9. Chicago, Illinois, 8. Dallas, Texas, 7. Philadelphia, Baltimore, and San Juan, Puerto Rico, 6. Phoenix, Arizona, Indianapolis, Indiana, Detroit, Michigan, Memphis, Tennessee, and East St. Louis, Illinois, all had 4 murders of security officers during the past 6 years. The most dangerous cities for private security based on, again, the number of deaths, the most dangerous states based on the number of deaths and assaults. California had 27 deaths, Texas 25, New York 23, Florida 21. Illinois, 13, Maryland, and Ohio both had 10, Alabama had 9, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Virginia, and Tennessee had 8, Georgia, 7, Louisiana, and Michigan, and Arizona, 6, and North Carolina, 5. Whew, that's a lot of deaths, and we haven't even begun talking about the injuries. It's a serious thing. We had a lot of negative response from security companies, and that's unfortunate. Some were concerned more about their insurance premiums and not being able to recruit private security officers for their post. But this is all public record, all public information that we compiled through the Department of Labor, Department of Justice, and a number of other federal and state agencies. So it's all public record. The insurance companies already are aware and base their premium quotations for you, partially on these statistics that they already know. So it's not a secret. And those security companies who were upset, who sent emails lambasting us or as they say in the South, they bluffed us out, and it wasn't a blessing. But for those of you who understand the reason that we give out the statistics, the reasons why we share the information, it's the same reason that law enforcement does. We want you to be aware of your surroundings. We want you to be aware of the statistics in your state. We want you to be aware of current trends so that you have a heads up, so you'll be looking for it. And I am just beside myself when security agencies and proprietary departments get upset and don't like the information being published. And all I can say is too bad, so sad. I don't understand it. Don't understand why they would take offense to it. But nonetheless, we will continue doing what it is that we do. Want to give you a heads up on our traveling schedule, our itinerary this month. We will be in Virginia Beach and New Orleans in June, New Orleans, as they say down in Louisiana, New Orleans. And hopefully it's early enough that there won't be any hurricanes. We'll also be speaking in North Virginia, either in Manassas or Fairfax County. We're trying to arrange that right now. And we are heading to Dallas, Texas. And as you may or may not be aware, every year between June and September, we are on the road doing a lot of speaking engagements and training. We will be heading on a road trip, and we will be going to the Southwest. Let me look real quick here to my itinerary. We are going to the Southwest, and we are also heading out to the West Coast and coming back across Mid-America. Taking a road trip, kind of like a bus trip. And unlike the president or other politicians, we're paying for it ourselves. We're not asking you or the taxpayers. We are paying for it ourselves. So if you are interested in having us give some type of training for your company or your chapter, if you have one or you are in the midst of opening one, or your companies, or a bunch of security folks, let us know. Send us an email, admin@assistantprivateofficer.com. We will be glad to do that. We'll also be glad to stop in and talk about our organization and the chapters, how they work and why we have them. So, again, Southwest, including Texas, and we'll be heading out to California and across Mid-America. We'll also be going to Hartford, Connecticut, my home state, coming up in the next few months. And we're looking forward to being in New England. Hopefully it'll be a little bit cooler by the time we get there. And maybe we'll beat all of the storms. Probably not. So we have a busy summer as usual coming up. We're also preparing for the third or fourth annual Private Security Memorial Week, which is the third week of September. If you are not aware of this, this is a special Memorial Week that we started a number of years ago to honor security officers killed in the line of duty. And we ask that you participate either by holding a small ceremony or by notifying your governor's office. Maybe he'll issue a proclamation, which many do, or you'll just at least take a few minutes of silence to remember those killed in the line of duty. Certainly, it's something that we think is necessary, and we hope that you will participate in that. If you are a business, if you're a company, if you have a school, a training school, if you are a vendor, whatever it might be, if you're listening to me live or on the podcast on demand, we also invite you to advertise now. You can advertise on the web or our radio program. Our website currently gets about 180,000 hits per month, and our radio program has about 4,000 listeners live and sometimes more than that. So we have a lot of coverage. We also have several other media products. So if you're interested in advertising, send an email to Brian Hill at Private Officer International at Brian Hill at privateofficer.com. Brian Hill, B-R-Y-A-N, Hill at privateofficer.com, or just send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. I want to remind you very quickly that we're also still in the midst of the training initiative, the 2011 training initiative. And so far, so good. We're doing quite well. We're definitely on track to hit our goal. So if you are listening and have not participated in the free training, just go to our website, www.privateofficer.com. At the very top of the page, you'll see a blue banner that says 2011 Private Security Training Initiative. Click on that. All the details are waiting for you right there. I mentioned a few minutes ago that we're on the road. We also are teaching a series called Beyond the Guard Card. It's a skill set series, skill-based series on use of force, shoot, don't shoot, workplace violence, responding to mental health and suicide incidents, and a number of other courses. So if you're interested in participating and you're listening to me tonight, send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. Anyway, we want to quickly go over to the news. In Washington, D.C., yesterday, police arrested a Washington, D.C. police officer, Richmond Phillips, charged with the murder of a young woman who allegedly he killed because he fathered a child with her and she wanted child support. The police officer who was working in the vice unit was arrested after police found the dead body of the woman and the child in a Virginia park. Terrible, terrible story. Also in the news, in Lake Mary, Florida, a Lake Mary High School security officer has been arrested for sexually assaulting a student. Alonzo Brunridge turned himself in after investigators sought an arrest warrant for him and charged him with six counts of sexual battery of a minor and six counts of lewd and lascivious behavior. Police say that he had sex and relationships with the underage students while employed there at the school. A St. Louis soccer coach has been indicted for impersonating a TSA officer. Mark Chartrand, 40, of St. Louis, Missouri, was arrested Friday on a federal warrant. Police said that he was a local soccer coach, but on a number of occasions he impersonated a Homeland Security agent and TSA officer, and he is currently in custody on $250,000 bond. A woman has been arrested in Minnesota, Austin, Minnesota, for stabbing a security officer at a local library with a pen. She also stabbed another patron. 35-year-old Myra Abdullah Saleem is charged with two counts of second-degree assault, and she is currently in custody at the county jail. According to a recent study in Tennessee, violent crimes are down everywhere except the public schools. Violent crime in Tennessee public schools have increased between 2009 and 2010, including such offenses as assault and sex crimes, according to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations. A ranch security officer in Lathrop, California, discovered a man and a child shot to death in their vehicles on Friday. According to police, the security officer was on patrol on Manthe Road, spotted a vehicle with several persons in the vehicle, He went to investigate and found the male and the child shot to death. Investigation of the shooting identified the victims as Anthony Lee Williams Sr. and Huzan Williams, age 10. Police now say that it was a murder-suicide. Muncie, Indiana, a reserve police officer has been arrested for the murder of his wife. Lisa Nettie Henkin, 32, was pronounced dead in Delaware County, Indiana, after her husband allegedly shot her. Benjamin Allen Henkins, a reserve police officer, has been charged with first-degree murder in the shooting of his wife. In Chula Vista, California, casino security officers arrested a police officer. Chula Vista police officer Jesus Salazar, 30, is charged with drunk driving as well as stealing, cheating the casino. And he has been released from custody on bond pending court. U.S. taxpayers could save up to $1 billion on airport security, according to a recent study, if the U.S. government would relinquish security duty back to private security screeners. The conclusion is based on an analysis by a staff who say that screening costs at major airports would drastically decrease if it was put back into the hands of private security. New Jersey, a loss prevention agent apprehended a shoplifter on Friday when the shoplifter, Aris Lewis Maria, 24, was turned over to police. He died en route to the hospital. Police are investigating the cause of his death. A husband and wife in Farmington, Minnesota, have been charged with numerous felonies after they were caught shoplifting over $4,000 worth of merchandise from a number of stores, including Target, according to police. A special agent with the FBI, Timothy S. Briggs, was killed this week after he died of a heart attack. The 14-year veteran was on a training in Kentucky when he suddenly was stricken with a heart attack and collapsed. Also, Master Patrolman Jefferson Taylor of the Riverside Police in Missouri died after being struck by lightning during a tornado last week. The officer survived for a number of days but has succumbed to his electrocution. Sergeant James Mentwes, 51, of Hammond, Indiana, died of a heart attack suddenly on duty. Police say that he had just reported for duty at 0500 when he suffered a major heart attack. In New Orleans, legislators have voted to give the New Orleans Housing Authority security officers police authority. According to the committee, they have enacted Bill 78, which will allow the Housing Authority Security Department to become a police agency, and the security officers being given full police powers and authority. No discussion yet as to the type of training required. Two men in Frisco, Texas, have been arrested after they have been involved in the murder of a 30-year-old outside of a Frisco Walmart. Police say Daniel James Ramser, 17, and Raymond Anthony Washington, 20, both are charged with first-degree murder in the Wednesday night shooting of Andre Lang Currier. According to police, the shooting happened at the front doors of Walmart after they were involved in an altercation. Jacksonville, Florida police are still investigating how a bail agent was killed by officers mistakenly, thinking that he was a felony suspect breaking into a house. Antonio Cooks, 32, had been a bail agent for a number of years when he called police to assist him in the arrest of a suspect. Officers arrived and could not find the suspect and soon left the property. Moments later, the bail agent called again, requesting additional assistance as the suspect was presumed to be on the property. Another group of police officers arrived. They saw the Mr. Cook with a shotgun and several other bail agents, and assuming they were the suspects, police opened fire, killing the bail agent. A TSA security officer was arrested in Florida. Orlando police say that TSA security agent Elias Iglesias was arrested and charged with taking a number of laptops from passengers' luggage. Police say that it was an ongoing investigation and that he was indicted for the thefts. In Edmonton, Canada, for the first time, security officers will now be required to go through a training in order to be certified. The training stems from the realization that security services must possess appropriate investigative skills and training to do their jobs. In Salem, Massachusetts, security and police officers teamed up to apprehend and arrest Tammy Ward for purse snatching. According to police, she was spotted in a local Walmart taking a purse. Police say the loss prevention agent was able to apprehend her and during the investigation found that she was wanted or suspected of stealing a number of other purses in local stores. Police officers and security soon realized that she was the culprit in at least five other cases. Independence, Missouri, a very funny and unique story. A police officer was responding to a home when he shot an alligator. According to the police department, the officer was on a routine call when he spotted an alligator in the lawn of a home. He shot the alligator. The only problem, the alligator was cement, not the real thing. The officer has since apologized. And, you know, these things happen, don't they? They do. We'll be right back. Sometimes you just got to push it, push it, push it to the limit. Sometimes you just got to do that to get your way. Hey, we forgot to mention that we invite you to join us at the Midwest Security Police Conference and Expo in Illinois coming up August the 21st and 22nd this year, just outside of Chicago at Peoria. This is a security and law enforcement conference. A lot of great training will be happening there. And I've been invited to be a speaker. And so I will have a session there on the second day, and we'll be talking about the changing roles of private security. So we hope that if you live in the Illinois, Indiana, Ohio Valley area, Chicago, or someplace around the Great Lake region, that you will come out and join us. Along with the great training, there'll also be a expo, which is where a lot of vendors set up their wares, and you'll get to see a lot of cool stuff, a lot of great training tools, and a lot of new, you know, devices and things right there on the floor at the Midwest Security Police Conference. Just go to their website, Midwest Security Police Conference, and check them out because it's a pretty cool event. We also have our own conference coming up in October. It will be in Nashville, Music City, USA, and we're still working on the final details. We hope to have that out this month or next, and it's going to be pretty cool. So if you are any place in the Southeast, be sure to join us for that. More details will be coming out about that. And I just got an email. And Stephen was asking about something. In fact, we got a couple of emails over the last month about this. He was asking about the security officer and patrol car contest that we had last year. It was a yearly event. We were going to do it again this year, but we just didn't have that much interest. We didn't have that many people, get involved. We'd love to have another contest, security officer best dressed and best looking patrol vehicle this year, and maybe kick in a little extra on the prizes. If there's interest, send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. We'll be glad to sponsor it again this year, but it just didn't seem like there was a lot of interest. Anyway, send us an email, and we'll be glad to do that. Very quickly, want to say happy birthday to Vic Hauser, 52, in Fort Worth, Texas, Tommy Thompson in Christiana, Mark Brown, 55, in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Shane Pryor, Lawndale, California. Don't know how old you are, but happy birthday. Peter Wiseman in New York City. He is actually in Staten Island. Good old Staten Island. You ever heard of Staten Island? It's pretty famous for something. I'll let you think about it, and I'll ask you later. Kel Owens, 39, in Fullerton, California. Happy birthday to you. I know we also have a number of graduates of our instructors course and CAPP. I don't have their names in front of me, so I will announce them tomorrow night or next week on the program. If you would like to send us an email and announce your birthday, wedding, engagement, or anniversary on this program right here, I will be glad to do it in the microphone for you and make it public. Just send us an email to radio@privateofficer.com. radio@privateofficer.com. And I'll bring my radio voice and we'll make those announcements for you. I promise. Very quickly, want to update you. We've had a number of questions about the chapters and about the security criminal information network that we announced earlier this year. I also want to talk about the honor guards and a few other things. First, let me start with the NCIC type network. We have put the network together. We have selected several vendors, and this will be operational. The only problem that I see with this is that in order for you to request information for a license or license plate information or wants and warrants, it will cost you. Right now, the board of directors is discussing allowing our POI members to have several free information requests and then charge thereafter. But if you're a non-member, we would have to charge you, and I'm not sure how that will be received. But we are still working on it, and we have almost finalized how it will work, and it's pretty cool. You can call in, or you can go to the web and punch in your information. So we'll be telling you more about that in the upcoming weeks. The chapters and the honor guards and the shooting teams. Folks, let me just put it blunt to you. Let me just be as blunt as possible because that's what I'm known for. That's who I am. Yep, I just tell it like it is. The problem is this. We are 100% ready. We're rocking with the chapters. But you, the listener, you, the member, you, the associate, you, the person who will be enjoying the benefits, you have to take, you know, time to participate in getting these things going in your neck of the woods. We're not going to be, we just don't have the time to come out to every city and every town and start these if there's no one interested. So if you are listening to me tonight or next week and you're interested in chapters, you're interested in honor guards, you're interested in our shooting teams, you're interested in what we have to offer, send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com and let us know. There are a number of places already in operation, and I personally am responsible for four chapters. So I know of at least four new chapters that are opening up within the next 30 days, and those are locations that I personally will be holding meetings. That will be Charlotte, North Carolina, Atlanta, Savannah, Georgia, or someplace in that area possibly, and also Mobile, Alabama, and Nashville, Tennessee. So I guess that's five. We have a number of other chapters that are open. If you are interested, it doesn't take a lot of effort. It doesn't take a lot of time, but you'll need to put forth some effort to get it established. We are asking that you send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com, and we will gladly share the information and support. It's not like you're going to be out doing this on your own, because you're not. I think some folks are really afraid that they will be stuck out there with this all by themselves. And it's nothing like that. You'll have total support, total assistance from us. So send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. We're going to give you a chance if you'd like to call in right now. I know a lot of people are still on vacation, people at work, people are with the family. Some people are sleeping. Must be nice. You can call in right now if you'd like. We'll open the phone lines for just a moment. Area code 347-426-3807. Again, that number is area code 347-426-3807. And then we're going to go to our training, the Seasons of Crime. Crime has seasons. So if you're interested in calling, send us dial your fingers, pick up the phone, send us a text. No, I said send us because I was looking at something else. We're starting a new service called Hit Me Up, or a text service, text response service. For our members of Private Officer International, we will soon allow for members to text us day or night with emergency questions or need of assistance, and that's a pretty cool program that we'll be rolling out in the next few weeks if there is enough interest. And we have to have interest. If nobody's interested, obviously we can't do it. Okay, I'm going to give this number out one more time. If you want to talk about anything at all, the chapters, information about Private Officer International, membership, training, da-da-da, blah-blah-blah, feel free to call us at area code 347-426-3807. Right now, we're going to open up the lines for another few moments, and then, guess what? We're rolling on. We're out of here. Scott has emailed us, and he says, "Brother, I enjoy each show. Miss you when you're not on. Soon will become a member of POI." Well, thank you for being a listener, and thank you for your email. You know, unfortunately, we are in the summertime, the summer months, and so we will be taking a few breaks here and there, and possibly, as we did last year, we may be taking a sabbatical, about 3 weeks in August, when listenership is usually down because people are tied up with family, out on vacation, work, or whatever. But we'll be looking into that a little bit further, and we'll let you know for sure. Thanks a lot, Scott, again, for your email. One more time. I will give you the opportunity, if you'd like to talk now or forever. Hold your peace. Area code 347-426-3807. 347-426-3807. Tonight, we are going to be talking about the seasons of crime. And tomorrow night, join us right here, same place, same station, same time, for part two, the wrap-up of the seasons of crime. And then Tuesday, join us for the new radio show, LP Zone. If you are interested in being a, you know, co-host or a guest on the LP Zone or on our talk show here on Sundays, send me an email at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. This week on the LP Zone, we will be talking about skimming, credit card skimming, slipping and sliding, and how that works, and how to detect it, what to be looking for. It is a multi-million, billion-dollar theft industry in the U.S. We're seeing a lot more cases of credit card fraud and skimming. That is the devices that actually people slide your credit card in and steal the information on the barcode. And then they, you know, have ways of being very sneaky and getting your PIN number and then cleaning out your account. So we'll be talking about that Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Hey, we'll be right back in 1 minute. Everything is all right tonight. We're talking tonight about the seasons of crime. And believe it or not, if you are in law enforcement or private security, you may have recognized that crime does have a season. And depending on what time of year it is, depending on whether or not it's summer, or winter, spring, or fall, different types of crimes are happening all around you. Believe it or not, as many law enforcement personnel can tell you, they can testify, they know, they've been there, they've seen it. Maybe even some of you could possibly identify the changes in the season just by the types of crime that begin to occur on your beat, in your town, in your jurisdiction. Things change, crimes change with the weather. It's true. And sometimes we may not realize it, but crime is like people. The more people that are out and about, the more occurrences of different type of crimes you're going to see. The more movement of people, the more activity, the better the weather, the more the sun shines, the warmer it is, the cooler it is, the snowier that it is. Depends on what type of crimes you see, what type of calls you get, what type of activity you have to investigate. Many things factor into crime, including the weather. Crime does have seasons, believe it or not. Some seasons you have more of one type of crime than another. But every season is individualized. I can tell you that certain types of crimes will spark like that when the weather heats up. Certain types of crimes will spike when it begins to cool down. All based on the weather. Now, people blame the weather for a lot of things. And you may not have heard this, but crime can be definitely linked to the weather, to the seasons of crime. And it's not the weatherman's fault, although we like to blame him or her. It's not the fault. No, we got a bad weather forecast. No, it's nothing like that. It is just a natural thing. Some seasons you will have more crimes than others. It's a fact. The types, the variety, the frequency, the locations, all of that information will change according to whether or not it's raining, snowing, hot, cold, sunny, breezy, icy, or any combination thereof. Were you aware of this? Have you seen it yourself on your post, on your patrol, on your assignment? Do you know what I'm referring to? Have you ever thought about it this way? But crimes do have seasons. Now, I admit, yep, I'm a big boy. I admit that this is not scientific. This has not been tracked by myself or Private Officer International. However, the police and the FBI are religiously tracking information and crime statistics. They are always looking for the where's, the when's, the how's, the reasons, and the seasons. And they know, and I know, that crimes change with the weather. People change with the weather. Many people become depressed in the wintertime. Many people internally become unhappy. Almost antisocial. They don't want to go out. They don't want to do anything. They don't want to go see their friends. They don't want to go to the club. They don't want to do a lot of things. They just want to stay home, eat, and watch TV, just like a bear. Maybe they want to hibernate until the warm weather comes back. Many people are just the opposite. They love the winter. They love the cooler weather of fall. And some criminals are just like that. They love when there are less people out. They can do their dirty deeds in the shadows of darkness. And that's why I love the night beat when I'm on patrol in my law enforcement or security roles. I've always enjoyed the overnights because people move about. There's less people to keep track of, so you can easily or easier identify those up to no good and those in their normal movements doing normal things. But the FBI statistics have tracked certain types of crime increases and decreases aligned with the weather. Whether you live in a big city, suburbia, or rural area, these also will follow the trend. Maybe not to the same degree, maybe not the same volumes, and demographics will vary depending on where you live. Whether you live in the country, a small town, a big city, New York City, LA, Detroit, things will vary to some degree. But overall, you're going to see that you can link certain type of crime increases and decreases with the weather patterns. Now, this is where I'm going to get in trouble. So let me just say right up front, a disclaimer, if you will, that I in no way am trying to offend anyone, but statistically, we're talking statistics, that demographics and locations play into this even when we're talking about the weather. If you're in a poor minority neighborhood, certain types of crimes spike. They go way up in the summer. Certain types of crimes go way up in the winter and down during other times of the year. It is a national statistic. And depending on where you live, will depend on what type of crime, what type of volume you see. If you are working the inner city, or if you are working in a small rural town, you're going to see the same types of crime associated with the weather patterns, the weather, the season, but the volumes are going to vary depending on the demographics. Proven fact, sorry if I offended you, but it's the facts. If you live in Detroit, shootings and assaults, robberies are going to be way up comparatively to whether you lived in Manassas, Virginia, or Alexandria, Virginia, or Brentwood, Tennessee, the suburbs, the nice areas. Crime will still occur, the same types of crime, but not to the same degree. And you will be able to track it, and it will be associated with the time of year, the season, because crimes do have seasons, the seasons of crime. Believe it or not, it really, really, really does work like that. And tomorrow, we're going to be getting into deeper depth about the types of crimes and where and when and how. This year has already seen a spike in shootings, robberies, murders, assaults. The FBI, according to their 2010 statistic profile, said, and I'm quoting the Federal Bureau of Investigation 2010 Justice Department headlines, the crime, violent crime, has decreased. That's what they said, folks. But the daily news headlines say something totally different. Totally different. Every place I look, every newspaper headline I read, every TV news show I watch, there's a murder, there's a shooting, there's a stabbing, there's a rape, there's a robbery. People are getting hurt, killed, robbed, everywhere. It doesn't look to me like crime, especially not violent crime, has gone down at all. But the FBI, Department of Justice, say they have. Maybe they have. But in my 37 years of experience in doing this, I can tell you that trends are just like anything else, any other type of trend. I don't know if you're old enough to remember bell bottoms, but bell bottoms was a trend in the late 60s and 70s. Bell bottoms, it was a hip, cool thing to wear. Every pant had flared bottoms on them. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. I don't know why. I thought they looked silly myself, even back then when I was a teenager. But that was the cool pair of pants to wear. That was the trouser of the day. Bell bottoms. Got to have bell bottoms. Even when I graduated, my pants had bell bottoms. But that was a trend that came and went. But you know something? In the late 80s, early 90s, that trend came back. Pants were again being flared on the bottom. It was short-lived, but nonetheless, it came back. And in my experience, although the FBI is saying that serious violent crime is down, and I don't see it, to be honest with you, if it is, it will be like anything else. If law enforcement is not able to keep a handle on it, and they're not because of all the layoffs, budget cuts, shortage of manpower in every city, we've been talking about this for a number of weeks and months, they're not going to be able to keep a handle on crime. And so guess what will happen? It will shoot right back up to where it was or beyond. It will set records, all-time highs. We are seeing already this summer and this year a vast number of violent crimes, robberies, shootings, murders, assaults. How does that have anything to do with your job? You're asking. You're a security officer at the State Employment Office or the Social Security Office, Administration Office, or at the courthouse or in a patrol company. You're a security officer at an apartment complex. Well, this has a lot to do with your job. And tomorrow, the next session, part two, we're going to be talking about how it will help you to evaluate, to be able to respond, to be able to prevent and to detain, arrest, and apprehend, how it directly affects private security. We're going to break down the seasons of crime. What types of crime are more prevalent, when and how it affects you, private security, and how you do your job? You see, basically, private security is involved typically with almost all of the crime categories, both major and minor, that is affected by the weather. Some of those, and you'll probably be saying, uh-huh, yeah, I see those all the time. Yep, got a lot more going on in the summer. But some of those include trespassing, thefts, shopliftings, vandalisms, burglaries, assaults, domestic violence, muggings, robberies, rapes, shootings, weapons and armed persons, noise, loud music disturbances, other disorderly disturbances, aggravated assault, and even murder. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they definitely increase in the summer, and some of those in the winter, you might be telling yourself. You might be shaking your head. Uh-huh. I know exactly what you are referring to. This happens on my property every year. Every season, something happens, increases or decreases. And these crime categories is exactly what security officers deal with routinely. Whether you're working retail, you deal with more trespassing and shoplifting at certain times of the year. Whether you're working patrol or apartment security, you have more domestics and more noise complaints and loud disturbances at certain times of the year than other times of the year. All affected, all connected, all surrounding with the weather, with the season of the year. And knowing that crime is hot and cold, it has its ups and downs, it fluctuates just like the weather, knowing this will help you be better prepared, do your job more proactively, be able to apprehend more violators and prevent crime. Knowing what to look for when, knowing what to expect if you want to sit there with your hands under you, if you want to sit there with your head in the sand, go ahead. If you're part of one of those companies that still believe in the observe and report, so be it. Observe and report. But I'm telling you that crimes have seasons, and seasons have crimes associated with them, and you can be better prepared by knowing what to expect during each season. And how to respond accordingly. Wintertime, you're going to have more crimes occurring inside the apartment, inside the home. Summertime, you're going to have more crimes outside, more noise disturbances, more trespassing, more of this, that, and the other thing. It just makes common sense. It's just common sense. Wherever you have more people, you're going to have more crime. Wherever you have more activity, you're going to have more calls for service. Shopping malls have much more calls for service, much more crime, much more activity during certain peaks of business, and it's not just all associated with the Christmas shopping season. There are other times during the year that retailers, both big box stores and shopping malls, experience certain types of crime, not just Christmas, and we'll be telling you about that in part two. There are certain times of the year, not just the summertime, when apartments and condominiums and residential living communities have more types of crime, and it's not just the summer, it's not just the winter, but there are peaks, and you can map this out. You can follow it. You'll know. Yes, you will still have these types of crimes year-round, but there are certain times during certain seasons when particular types of crime do increase, they spike, and you can be better prepared, be more proactive, be able to respond more appropriately if you know what to expect when. It's almost like looking into a crystal ball. It's almost like having your personal genie. Oh, it's fall time. Oh, it's nice out, 63 degrees. The leaves are changing and falling. Oh, it's beautiful. Huh, wonder what kind of crimes are going to be happening now. Wonder what type of crimes are going to be spiking in my area, in my shopping center, in my apartment complex, at my amusement park. Oh, crystal ball, I'm looking into you. You don't need a crystal ball. We've already tracked it for you. We've already been 37 years of experience. We've already jotted down the information. We've already gathered the information, the facts for you. I can tell you from experience, part two, how to use the information about the crimes of the season and the seasons of crime to be a better private security officer. It's not rocket science, but it is important. We'll be telling you about that in part two. That is all the time we have tonight. All the time we have to share with you tonight. We've had a lot of information to share with you. And right now we are getting a news alert. If you are in South Carolina, North Carolina, or Georgia, severe weather is headed your way. Thunderstorms and possible tornado watches in effect. Be prepared. Remember, we will join you again tomorrow night right here on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time for Part 2, The Seasons of Crime. If you'd like to send me an email, if you'd like to ask questions, be sure to email us at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. And we will see you right here tomorrow night, once again, for part two. Good night. Be safe. God bless.